It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Thank you for your patience today as we get back into our routine following the long weekend. I hesitated putting together a program on Friday for release today because over the weekend, Israel celebrated Jerusalem Day, which is the day that they recognize and celebrate the reunification of Jerusalem back in 1967. There were elements within the Palestinian community that promised violence over the weekend, and if that happened, I wanted to be able to comment on it today, but thankfully, nothing significant, so we move on. Topic number 5, Ukraine. In a surprise, corporate media here in the United States is now beginning to change the tone of its coverage on the war between Russia and Ukraine. Specifically, they're beginning to acknowledge that Ukraine is losing. Washington Post has published a surprisingly negative account of how U.S.-backed Ukrainian forces are faring against the Russian military. Quote, Ukrainian leaders project an image of military invulnerability against Russia, but commanders offer a more realistic portrait of the war, where outgunned volunteers describe being abandoned by their military brass and facing certain death at the front, end quote. The Post report finally acknowledges all of the pro-Kyiv, pro-Ukrainian propaganda that's been spun over the past 3 months, but they then pivot to a report on the reality of undertrained, poorly commanded, and equipped forces outnumbered by the Russians in the eastern part of Ukraine, the Donbass, which is where Russia is concentrating its forces right now. This report further documents volunteer groups of men who were previously oil well technicians, salesmen, or farmers being sent to the front lines when they thought they were just being tasked with security away from the front in places like Lviv, out in the west of Ukraine. The mainstream media seems like it's now belatedly admitting what only weeks ago could get a person banned from Twitter, that Russia appears to be achieving its objective in Ukraine. Topic number 4, Russia and Hillarygate. A lawyer for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, maybe you're following this trial, Michael Sussman, acquitted Tuesday of lying to the FBI when he pushed information meant to cast suspicions on Donald Trump and his relationship with the Kremlin in the run-up to the 2016 election. He claimed he was not working for any political campaign when, in fact, he was employed by Hillary's campaign, which is what the organization that pushed the Russiagate narrative in the first place. And this is considered a setback for John Durham's 3-year-long investigation into government malfeasance regarding the Russia probe. Many Trump supporters have been looking at this as the first opportunity to really blow the lid off of the weaponization of the government against the Trump campaign back in 2016. But really, this verdict is not surprising. I mean, Michael Sussman is connected in D.C. I mean, he was working for Hillary, for Pete's sake. And as law professor Jonathan Turley said on Fox News, and I quote, he is facing a jury that has 3 Clinton donors, an AOC donor, and a woman whose daughter is on the same high school sports team as Sussman's daughter. Why that was allowed, I do not know. But anyway, Turley continues, with the exception of randomly selecting people out of the DNC headquarters, you could not come up with a worse jury, end quote. Now, on the facts, there was more than sufficient evidence to prove that Sussman was guilty. The not guilty verdict simply means that the FBI knew or should have known that Sussman was delivering fraudulent Trump-Russia collusion data on behalf of Hillary Clinton's team. FBI says they didn't know. The jury, by finding Sussman not guilty, says, yeah, they did, or they should have. Now, the bigger question is, what's next? Because the prosecutorial approach by John Durham seems to have positioned all of the corruption outside the institutions of government, thereby protecting them. All of this bad stuff, it wasn't the FBI, it wasn't the Department of Justice, wasn't the CIA, the NSA, the DOJ, none of that. It was all on Hillary's team. Now, the jury says otherwise now. Now, ball's back in John Durham's court. What's he going to do? It would seem rather odd if he were to suddenly flip the script now and say, oh yeah, I guess the government was involved in all of this after all, because that's not been his approach to this point. Topic number 3, Israel. Israel has kicked off a joint military exercise on the eastern Mediterranean island of Cyprus with the Cyprus military. This is simulating a war against Hezbollah deep inside Lebanon. This drill is part of the IDF's month-long Chariots of Fire military exercise. Israel's Defense Minister Benny Gantz expected to visit Cyprus later this week to take a look at this. Now, why am I paying attention to Israel and Cyprus engaged in a joint exercise? Because of the overlapping economic claims in the Eastern Mediterranean that involve Israel, Cyprus, Turkey, and Greece. Map is a little complicated to explain, but the bottom line is this. Turkey and the Turkish enclave in the northern part of Cyprus have economic claims that overlap, which include some rather large natural gas fields with Israel, the Republic of Cyprus, and Greece. And since both Greece and Turkey are NATO members, any fight between the two of them gets really sticky for the rest of NATO. There was a proposed gas pipeline that would have run here, connected to Cyprus, run across the Mediterranean to Crete, up through Greece, and then on to Europe. The Biden administration put the kibosh on that. Good move, leaving Europe at the mercy of Russian natural gas. Anyway, anything in the Eastern Mediterranean gets sticky, both economically, politically, and, frankly, prophetically. Topic number two, too many demons, not enough exorcists. That's the complaint of exorcists at a Vatican-approved conference recently. A group gathered in Rome found that exorcists working for the Roman Catholic Church feel overworked and undersupported by their bishops. This is according to the Times of London, so this is getting mainstream news coverage. Italian exorcists spoke to researchers at the 16th annual exorcism course in Rome, attended by 120 participants. This attracted a larger crowd than years past because Pope Francis, for all of his flaws, has endorsed exorcism and spoken about helping those who are possessed by evil. But exorcists at the conference said they need more support from others, including psychologists, who need to determine whether people are mentally unstable or truly demonically possessed. According to reports, Italy has 290 exorcists, 37 in Spain, and 28 working exorcists in the UK and Ireland. Again, for all of the theological flaws, doctrinal flaws of the Roman Catholic Church, at least it acknowledges the existence of literal evil intelligences who want to do us harm. Coming up, seems odd, but looks like progressives and racists are coming together. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Deep in the earth, the dark god plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy from the Sky Watch TV store. You'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan. Evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God. The identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit. The connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives. Hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, You will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture. See the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews. Recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence. Be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Second Coming of Saturn 13-part study guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the Second Coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Strange Bedfellows. A school district in West Suburban Chicago, I grew up very near there, Oak Park River Forest High School, will require teachers next year to adjust their classroom grading scales to account for the skin color or ethnicity of the students. School board members discussed this plan. It's called Transformative Education, Professional Development, and Grading at a meeting last week, presented by Assistant Superintendent for Student Learning, Lori Fiorenza. In an effort to equalize test scores among racial groups, Oak Park River Forest will order its teachers to exclude from assessment variables, exclude from grading assessment variables that it says disproportionately hurt the grades of black students. Specifically, black students next year can no longer be docked for missing class, misbehaving in school, or failing to turn in assignments. In other words, the progressives in charge of the Oak Park River Forest School District now agree with flaming, hate-filled racists that black students are incapable of controlling their behavior, following directions, or being judged on equal terms with whites. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, because this world has lost its mind. SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference, the unveiling, continues through the middle of August, so you still have most of the time yet available to watch on your schedule. More than two dozen cutting-edge presentations from speakers like Tom Horn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, and many others. Fascinating discussions from the likes of Tyler Gilreath, David Heavener, who's just launched a new action series called The Last Evangelist, that he calls CSI Meets the Book of Revelation, and he does a Last Evangelist Bible study as his presentation. Check that out, along with five documentaries from SkyWatch Films. You get unlimited access to them through August 13th as part of the deal. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of this information, especially in this day. You can find out more and sign up. Get instant access at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. We're going to take a tour of Turkey later this year because it is historically fascinating and also biblically relevant and prophetically significant as well. Not just in Christian prophecy, which is, of course, the only prophecy we know to be absolutely true, end times prophecy from the book of Revelation, the seven letters to the churches, all of them located in Revelation, but Islamic prophecy. Islamic prophecy holds that the Mahdi, their version of the Messiah, will arrive in the Amuk Valley, which is very near the city of Antakya, one of the stops on our tour of Turkey. We will talk about that as we teach all along the way during our 2 weeks in Turkey, October 18th through November 3rd. Find out more and reserve your place on this small, limited access tour. Not limited access. We're limiting the numbers, let's put it that way. We will be traveling all over Turkey, though. SkyWatchInTurkey.com, SkyWatchInTurkey.com. Now, if you've not been to the Holy Land, you should make it a priority to try to get there once in your life. I know it's not cheap, but if there's a way you can do it, you will be blessed. We will show you the places that you want to see, like Nazareth, Capernaum, where Jesus really began his ministry, north of the Sea of Galilee, and just learning now in recent studies why that was really significant in a spiritual sense. But we'll also visit Jerusalem. We will ascend to the Temple Mount. We will go to Masada. We'll go out on the Sea of Galilee, worship on the Sea of Galilee. We will go into the Jordan River. And then the optional three-day extension over to Jordan will show you sites that are just absolutely mind-boggling. Petra, why was it historically significant? Why is it prophetically significant? And of course, some of the archaeological sites, like the altar of Joshua, where he said the words, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Join us on this adventure next March, March 19th through 30th of 2023, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. A new face this week on Skywatch TV as Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker joins us. He's a host of a long-running television program on the web. I was a guest on his program on a monthly basis. He's got a brand new book called 3:15, The Genesis of All Prophecy. And of course, that's a reference to Genesis 3:15 and the war between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. What does that mean? Join the discussion this week, Eric Walker, with Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find the over-the-air schedule for the Skywatch TV broadcasts at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Apple TV or Roku, all of our video content comes right to your television. Your television. Could go to your telephone, though, if you download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire. We have apps for all of those devices, too. And in addition, that also gets you a calendar of our upcoming events, an audio Bible, and I guess that's about it. New important news. News updates three times a week, things that the mainstream media wants you to miss. Again, the Skywatch TV mobile app, free. The link for the app stores is at skywatchtv.com in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.